Today, we have a bizarre story for you. It's being reported in the Detroit Free Press that a woman was found living in a Family Fair grocery store sign in Midland for almost a year. Officers found a woman residing within the sign of the Family Fair Market in Midland, where she had set a flooring, a mini desk, printer, computer, coffee machine, food, and clothing. And they are still trying to figure out how she got all that stuff up there. Today, we're going to talk about this, understanding your living situation, and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And brothers and sisters, it looks like on April 23rd, contractors were working on the roof of this grocery store, and they noticed something strange. They noticed an extension cord coming out of the sign's door and realized someone was inside. Now, I know what you may be thinking. I mean, we're not talking about a mall sign, you know, the ones that are out in the front. This is actually the grocery store sign, and what makes this even stranger is because of the size. See, the sign is, what, 10 to 15 feet long? It's 8 to 10 feet high with a depth of maybe 5 feet, so not much space, and looks like the sign itself is actually completely enclosed. So I don't know about ventilation, but it does have a door that's accessible from the rooftop. But contractors actually had to use an extension ladder just to get to the roof, so how did this person get into the space in the first place? Now, the unidentified woman was released on the scene and does not face any criminal charges, which I think is kind of bizarre too when they're calling the police on people who actually shop inside the store, but that's a whole nother conversation. But anyway, she's told obviously that she can't come back to the store, and if she does, she's going to be charged with trespassing. But I think this goes a little bit further than trespassing. I mean, I've heard of no loitering, but no living? You know, I think this goes a little bit further than the actual definition of what trespassing is. I mean, she was there for a whole year. And God forbid someone stands in front of the store for 30 minutes waiting for an Uber ride before an employee comes out to harass them. Now, Brennan Williams, a public information officer with Midland Police Department, had this to say, that the store staff were unaware that she was actually living on the roof, but had seen her in the past. Now, this is very strange. He said, he's never seen anything like this in his 10-year career, and some people who have been with the force for over 20 years never seen anything like this either. And that's kind of weird coming from a police force who really monitors everything that's going on in the city. And he goes on to say that we do see some of our homeless population and we provide them with resources, where to find food and things like that, just trying to provide them as much information as we can possibly give them. And even if it's to get a roof over their head for a few nights or a warm meal. Now, for some reason, they put out the statement that was a little odd for me because they're not disclosing the person's name and they say this. Ensuring there is ample, safe, affordable housing continues to be a widespread issue nationwide that our community needs to partner in solving out of respect for privacy for the individual involved. We will not be sharing further information. But in another article by AP News, who covered the same story, said that the woman named wasn't going to be released, but she had told police that she had a job elsewhere. I mean, she had a computer, she had a printer, she had a coffee maker, so obviously she was comfortable and she was surviving, so you may be wondering, how did she get power up there in the first place? Well, it looks like through that electricity cord that the contractors found earlier, as I mentioned. And me personally, I wonder how she got up there too. And not just her, but all that stuff without being caught. I mean, you can barely go into a supermarket without cameras in your face. You literally walk into a store and you can see your face on the big screen. Now, the sad part about this whole story is that authorities offered resources for her to get help and she declined. So that's telling me one or two things. That one, the job that she has does cover her bills and she was trying to live rent-free and keep all the money for herself. And she didn't want to pay. So she would rather trespass and break the law, which is not right. So in this situation, it's kind of hard for me to feel sorry for an individual who's 34 years old, has a job, and then refuses the help of authorities to get back on her feet. And we talked about not accepting things for free and making sure that we work for everything that we own. In our last episode, flight attendants use security privileges to smuggle millions in drug money internationally. That's episode number 258, where the flight attendants were smuggling drugs and they were making money illegally. And it's similar to if authorities said to you, you know what? You don't need to be smuggling drugs. Let's just find you a legitimate job. We'll get you set up, make sure you can make some money legally. And the drug dealers look at them and go, nah, I'm okay. I'm just going to go on and figure out a different way to smuggle drugs, right? I'm going to figure something out. How would you feel about that? Well, this story was a little bizarre, but the reason I brought it up is because when we don't financially plan, we find ourselves in situations just like this, where we're trying to survive in the most awkward situations. People say saving money is tough, but imagine living in a small grocery sign. That's probably even tougher, right? And this leads me to my second point, is that you can do anything that you really put your mind to. Some people say, you know, cutting out $100 per week is going to be tough on me. You know, this person right here cut out a whole mortgage. You know, I don't think her financial planner was like, you know what? This $1,500 to, you know, $2,000 that you're paying in mortgages. You know what? You could just live in a grocery store and we can eliminate that. You have $2,000 extra dollars every month to live the life that you want to. Right? I don't think that happened. When you're talking about financial planning and putting things together financially, don't be afraid, because it does get easier. Obviously, this lady stayed up there for the whole year, and it may seem difficult at first, maybe the first couple of months, maybe the first couple of weeks to live that way, but she ended up adjusting, and we all adjust. So when you're creating your financial plan, preparing for your future, there are going to be some things that are going to feel tough, but as you continue to work with those things, the easier it gets. They say with difficulty comes ease, meaning the more that we practice things that are tough, the easier it is going to get. And remember, brothers and sisters, you don't have to go at it alone. You can get a financial advisor. So if you need help with your finances, you can always schedule an appointment with AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. I'll have the link in the description for a consultation, and we can go from there. Well, if you like this story and stories like this, make sure that you subscribe if you're not subscribed already to the podcast. And if you are already subscribed, I want to give you a huge thank you. You are the reason that I keep doing this. Your love and your support is greatly appreciated. All the people who like, who comment on the show on different platforms, we love to read them. Thank you so much. We are so grateful. You are such a wonderful audience, and podcasts like this exist because of you. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.